My name is Juan Barba, and I'm an arborist in Tucson. A majority of what I do is consulting, in which I talk to either government or landscape contractors or landscape architects or homeowners associations about tree problems. Problems like diseases, insects, tree safety, tree risks, root problems. So those sorts of things. I also do tree care, which is a private practice for me, and similar to other companies where trees are pruned or removed. Tree Climbing Championships were started here in the West. We did them first. They were taken over as an international competition. So I have been looking at them since the 70s. My involvement has been in Arizona has been since, 2002 maybe, or 2001.
Have you always been a judge? Have you climbed too in competition?
I never felt like I was good enough to climb in competition. I am a mediocre climber, and now that I'm a consultant, I don't climb hardly at all anymore, so there's no way. But yeah, I've been a judge for maybe 10 years.
What do you look for when you watch these championships, and what is your criteria?
We have an organization that's called the International Tree Climbing Championship. It is separate but also very much connected to the International Society of Arboriculture. That championship committee, they have set rules, and the rules, we started doing championships in the 70s, so the rules have evolved, and so they lay out the rules. Every year they change them because there's always issues and people have questions and there's new equipment all the time. So we have a lot of rule changes. Every year the rules come out. They were just sent to us. We're the first state that used the new rules for this year.
So you're watching the moves they're making?
There are certain things that they are required to do. So for instance, if you see a bell or something like that, there is a requirement that they strike it with a handsaw or something like that. Now, getting there and tying in and then getting away from it, they're judged for smoothness, safety. Safety is a big issue for us. Anything that is extraordinary, if the judges think they did a very special, extraordinary move, they get points for that. So there's a lot of subjectivity, but there's also the objectivity is there as well. So if they go to complete a station, they'll get a certain number of points. If they do it smoother, faster, and with more panache than the other guys, they get extra points.
So it's more than just climbing the tree. There's actually a sort of course that they follow and things they have to do in the tree.
There's a prescribed number of things they need to do. On some events, you can vary it. On other ones, you cannot. You can only do one thing. Two of the events we have are strictly climbing to the tree, and they're timed. You don't get points for being special. Well, you can, but basically it's a timed event. One of them, you climb up the trunk of the tree and have to ring a bell at the top, and they time you all the way. The other climbing event is that they will climb a rope only, using their hands and feet to climb a rope. And that, again, they don't touch the tree, but when they get to the bell, they ring the bell, and that's when the time is calculated. So there's a couple who are just climbing only because it's a very important part of our business. And then the other events do have prescribed things that need to be done. One of our events is rescue. Safety is a real big issue for us. There's a lot of injuries and deaths in this business. We're trying to cut that down. We're trying to make our climbers more aware and more safe. So one of the events we have is a rescue event, and the individuals in this competition have a background in rescuing climbers in trees that are injured or, disabled in a tree. So they are taught how to rescue them out of the tree. It's a rescue dummy that you can purchase them, and then we put it in the tree. The guys go up and they bring it down, and they are scored on a number of different things, including the assessing the patient. So they're supposed to assess them as a medic would or something to try to determine. So it's simulated, but it is very real.
Seem to be some parallels with rock climbing.
That's correct. A lot of the equipment, a lot of techniques have come from rock climbing. Some of the equipment is not adequate for us. Probably the biggest difference is our ropes are a lot different than theirs. They have to have ropes that stretch because sometimes they'll fall 30, 40, 60 feet. We don't fall that far. If we do fall, we don't want to fall into power lines. So we have ropes that don't stretch. So if you fall, you're going to fall very short distance. Probably the biggest difference is our ropes. But a lot of the other equipment, the saddles we wear, have been taken and adjusted better for us because for comfort. And then a lot of the equipment, the carabiners and pulleys and so forth, are almost identical, if not identical, to what they use.
And of course, when I say something like tree climbing, one immediately gets the image of just someone climbing barehanded up a tree, and there's much more involved in that. There's a lot of equipment, and I see people roping in. Kind of describe the apparatus necessary and what all goes into equipping a human before they start scaling the tree.
One of the rules in our competition and in our business practices, is that people don't climb unless they're tied into the tree. There's several ways to tie in. One of them is what you would see in a palm tree where there's a lanyard around the tree, and that goes to your saddle. So you can do that when you're climbing trees, but you can't disconnect it to move from branch to branch. So some climbers will have two lanyards. One's connected, the next one is advanced up the tree and then connected, and the first one's removed. They climb up to the second spot and they advance in that way where they're using lanyards. A lot of climbers will put a rope in the top of the tree, tie into that rope, and now they are tied into the tree, and they can climb up almost freehand. You use a tree like a ladder, and you keep your knot and the rope really tight to you, so you don't have a lot of, you don't fall very far. If you do slip, you're on that rope. But our business practice and our competition practices always tied in as soon as you leave the ground. Safety is a big thing for us. I said that. I just have to just kind of emphasize it. We have a very unsafe business. A lot of the people that are not here and out working don't really have a safety culture. They don't really have a safety background. But we try to promote safety. Everybody here that is competing has safety training, CPR, first aid training, rescue training. So all those things that involve safety are very important to us. This is a real fun event, and the guys look forward to it. A lot of these guys have known each other for years. They compete in business with each other. A lot of these are business owners or employees of businesses. They know each other, but there's a lot of camaraderie in this sport. And people get together at someone's house. And they'll climb. You know, someone's got a big tree. They'll go and climb it. They'll practice different things. So someone will bring the new equipment so they can see what the new equipment looks like, and they can practice how to use the new piece of equipment or just see how it's used, how to tie new and interesting knots that are going to be more advantageous for them in their daily business as well as in the competition. So, yeah, it's a really nice little community, and the guys get along very well. And even though they compete in the professional world as well as this world, they're still very close and very, very willing to share.